dogs or cats. Oh, well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. Your English will improve today. My name is Gabe. I was just thinking about cats and dogs and dogs and cats and cats and dogs. You know, is it really possible to prove that one animal is better than another? Doesn't it just depend on your own taste and experiences? Today's lesson is called A Classic Debate, Cats versus Dogs. We are halfway through this conversation between Raymond and Tyler, roommates in college. Friends, if you had a debate with someone about which is better, what points would you bring up? Maybe you'll hear some of them in our lesson. So let's begin right now.
A classic debate, cats versus dogs.
History is filled with stories of dogs coming to someone's rescue. Cats only care about themselves.
It's their independence that makes them great pets. You never have to walk a cat. Cleaning a litter box once in a while beats walking a dog several times a day.
Time spent walking a dog is part of the relationship. Admit it, Tyler. Your relationship with cats is one-sided. It's you doing everything for them. Their only saving grace is that they're cute when they do silly things.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 admit 这个动词。admit 是指承认或者是招供。注意它的过去式过去分词还有现代分词都要重复字尾的 t 加上 ed 或者是 ing。例如 the student admitted that he had cheated on the test. 这名学生承认自己考试作弊了。如果要说明承认什么的话除了用 that 子句之外也可以用 to 这个介系词。例如 the suspect admitted to the crime during the interrogation.经过盘问之后这名嫌犯承认了罪行。admit 也指允许进入。例如 children under 6 years of age are admitted to the museum for free. 6岁以下的儿童可以免费进这个博物馆参观。接下来我们看的是 saving grace 这个名词。saving grace 是指某人或某事物的可取之处而且通常是唯一的可取之处。例如 Derek might be difficult to work with,But his saving grace is his devotion to his job. Derek 也许很难共事,但是他的可取之处就是他非常投入工作。或者是 the only saving grace of this restaurant is its huge space because the food is bad and the service is awful. 这家餐厅唯一的可取之处就是空间非常大,因为他的食物很难吃,服务也很糟糕。
Awesome. Thank you very much, Michelle.Well, let's continue this conversation between Raymond and Tyler. Raymond says history is filled with stories of dogs coming to someone's rescue. Rescue here is used as a noun, and this phrase, to come to one's rescue, that is a fun way of saying to save somebody or something.
Exactly. For example, you could say, when the kids at school started bullying Jason, his older brother Caleb...came to his rescue.
Ah, I love it when older siblings come to the rescue. And friends, we're learning about how dogs have come to many people's rescue. One kind of dog it makes me think of is a Saint Bernard, and they're known for being able to go out to save somebody who is freezing, and they have a little barrel of whiskey tied around their neck because whiskey or something like that will help to warm the blood.If someone is freezing out in the cold. So that dog comes to the rescue.
Cats only care about themselves. Well, I think that's a matter of opinion. Tyler continues, it's their independence that makes them great pets. You never have to walk a cat. Cleaning a litter box once in a while beats walking a dog several times a day.
Well, does Mittens ever do this, Rebecca? Is this how Mittens goes to the bathroom with a litter box?
Well, of course. You know, it's really funny. We have two cats, mm-hmm. Mittens and Macy. They both have their own litter boxes,
mm-hmm.
but they have decided to share litter boxes.
Oh.
Some days, Macy decides to use Mittens' litter box, and Mittens will use Macy's litter box.
Do they ever try to go to the litter box at the same time? That's
no.
kind of awkward.
No, but sometimes one will sit out and wait for the other one to finish.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Just like humans do when waiting for the bathroom. Well, here's Mittens again, and Tyler.
Look at that little face.
Okay.
She is cute.
Oh, okay, there's, right, great. So, Tyler says cleaning a litter box once in a while beats walking a dog several times a day. And you see that word beat there. In our lesson, the word beat means is better than. So doing one thing is better than something else.
For example, going to the park on a sunny day definitely beats staying inside and watching TV all day long.
Oh, that is so true. So friends, use this word because it's very useful. Think of another way to use it. Well, Raymond says time spent walking a dog is part of the relationship. Admit it, Tyler, your relationship with cats is one-sided. It's you doing everything for them.
Wow, I think that's just another opinion. Now, you see the words one-sided, or the word one-sided. What does that mean?
Okay, one-sided. This means that it's only one person doing some of the effort, okay? So the opposite, of course, would be the word mutual. It's a mutual relationship. There's mutual affection and energy. If it's one-sided, it's just you doing something.
For example, if you find that a relationship is one-sided, it might be time to make some changes. So let's say you are in a relationship. And it seems like you're the one who's always making the calls. You're the one who's always trying to reach out and help the other person. It could be that it's a one-sided relationship, and you might need to pull back a little bit.
That's right. Or, Rebecca, have you ever had a one-sided conversation? Are you not going to respond to me because you want this to be a one-sided conversation? Right, okay. That means I just have to do the rest of the talking.
Or have you ever had a conversation with someone that really was one-sided? They would ask you a question, but then they would just keep on talking even though they asked you a question.
That's really funny.
And they wouldn't even stop to hear your response.
Yeah, that's true. That's another example. It's a little more subtle, but that's also a one-sided conversation. So this is what Raymond says. Your relationship with cats is one-sided. It's you doing everything for them. Their only saving grace is that they're cute when they do silly things. Perhaps he's right. Cats do like to do silly things, and that's really what makes them cute.
Well, one thing I think is really cute about cats mm-hmm. is that they are little hunters. They were born to hunt. And so anything that moves, they try to pounce on it. So like you know, we have two cats.
Yes.
Mittens and Macy. Mittens is the little hunter. Macy would rather sit back and relax and just enjoy herself. But Mittens is always trying to hunt for Macy and play with her.
Well, which one is the cool cat? Because it sounds like Macy is the one who likes to play it cool. She's kind of a cool cat. And Mittens is kind of the one that likes to go out and play, just frolic a little more.
You are absolutely correct. Mittens likes to catch cockroaches and flies. And she likes to pounce on Macy.
That's right. Well, friends, we do have more to learn about which is better. It's hard to say which is better. There are so many great things about cats and dogs. I really think it does come down to your personal preference and experiences.
Well, right now, Gabe, I feel like perhaps you're a little bit of a lucky dog because you actually don't have any animals.
Oh, speaking of lucky dog, let's learn about that phrase in the
Info Cloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. Today, we are going to discuss the way we use animals to talk about character qualities.
Now, we have to be careful when we use these because often these expressions will have very different meanings even though they are similar.
For example, If you call someone a lucky dog, you mean that they are surprisingly fortunate. That lucky dog won the lottery.
Now, this might mean that the lucky person was undeserving, but it's not considered an insult.
But if you called someone a dog without saying they were lucky, that would be very rude and insulting.
Now, let's talk about cats. If someone is a cool cat, they could be someone who stays calm under pressure. But it also means someone who is cool.
If someone is cat-like, it carries the sense of being graceful or quick. He has cat-like reflexes.
But if someone is catty, they are spiteful or cruel. Definitely not a nice way to refer to someone.
This is why you have to be careful when you use idioms or expressions that refer to animals. You wouldn't want to accidentally offend someone.
今天要跟大家介绍如何透过动物来比喻人的不同特征。当你听到人家说 That lucky dog won the lottery, 这不是在说一只狗，而是说一位很幸运的人赢了彩券的头奖。这样的说法没有侮辱的意思，只是强调他很幸运而已。另一方面，当你说 He is a cool cat, 代表他是一个很冷静沉稳的人，就像猫一样酷酷的，情绪相当稳定。当你形容一个人非常的 cat-like, 那是在说那个人很优雅，同时也能很快的对不同的状况做出回应。但如果有人非常 catty, 那我改了，因为 catty 就是很残酷，充满恨意的。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次与你再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, we are in the middle of a classic debate, cats versus dogs, which are better? Well, Raymond thinks dogs are better. Tyler thinks cats are better. Raymond thinks that Tyler's relationship with cats can only be one-sided, and that cats' only saving grace is that they sometimes do silly things. Well, let's see how this conversation continues.
A classic debate. Cats versus dogs.
That's why they'll always be more popular on YouTube.
Oh, I just thought of something. Cat allergies are twice as common as dog allergies. If my sister visits, she'll sneeze all the time.
I'll sweep often and clean the cat hair off the sofa.
That won't solve the problem. Speaking of furniture, cats will probably ruin it with their claws. I don't know why we're arguing about this. We can't have pets here anyway.
But one of these days we'll move, and then we can get a cat.
Dog.
Cat.
Dog.
Cat.
Dog.
Ugh. Cat.
Dog.
Cat.
Dog.
OK, 继续我们看 allergy 这个名词。Allergy 是指过敏性反应或者是过敏症。例如 ,the patient's skin rash was caused by a drug allergy. 这位病患的皮疹是药物过敏所引起的。如果要说明对什么过敏，除了把名词放在 allergy 前面之外，也可以用 allergy 后面加上 to 这个介系词加名词来表达。例如 ,wearing a mask can help reduce a person's allergy to pollen.戴口罩可以帮助人降低对花粉的过敏反应。它的形容词是 allergic, A-L-L-E-R-G-I-C。例如 ,Matthew is allergic to all kinds of nuts。Matthew 对所有的坚果类都过敏。最后我们看的是 furniture, 这个不可数名词。furniture 是指家具。由于它是一个集合名词，所以如果是一件家具的话是用 piece。 P-I-E-C 这个单位名词来表达。例如 ,every piece of furniture in the house is over 20 years old. 这房子里的每一个家具都超过20年的历史。它的动词是 furnish, F-U-R-N-I-S-H。例如 ,the young couple furnished their home with furniture they bought from garage sales. 这对年轻夫妇用在车库拍卖买来的家具来布置他们的家。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you very much, Michelle. All right, we continue here with Tyler, who is responding to Raymond's comment about cats doing silly things. And I think this is very true. They'll always be more popular on YouTube. Rebecca, have you seen cats on YouTube?
Oh, you bet I have. There are some pretty cute videos of cats on YouTube. Cats are cute and they do enjoy doing silly things.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch videos of cats and different animals, of course. Well, Raymond says, oh, I just thought of something new to add to this discussion or this argument. And you know what this phrase means, I just thought of something, but we thought we would like to talk about it just because it is a useful phrase in a conversation when you just think about something new.
For example, let's say that you are making plans with your friend to go somewhere in the afternoon. And then all of a sudden you say, oh no, I just thought of something.
What's up?
I actually need to go into work tomorrow. I have something I need to finish.
Oh, that's the worst. When you try to make plans and then, oh no, wait. I just thought of something. I can't do it.
That's very frustrating.
That's right. So Raymond just thought of something, okay? He could also use the phrase, it just hit me. Now that phrase doesn't appear in our lesson, but it's a great phrase to know. It means the same thing. It's like a thought hits you. It just hit me.
For example, let's say that you can't find your glasses. You're like, oh, what did I do with my glasses? Oh, it just hit me. I left them in my bedroom. I need to go to my bedroom to get my glasses.
Nice. So friends, think of another way, another situation where you can use those phrases. Bring it up in a conversation. Well, Raymond says cat allergies are twice as common as dog allergies. And so a lot of people, if you have allergies, that means you are allergic to something, okay? And so he says, if my sister visits, she'll sneeze all the time.
And Tyler says, I'll sweep often and clean the cat hair off the sofa. Seems like he's trying to be very accommodating. He's trying to make the house or prepare the house for the sister if she were to come, if they were to have a cat.
Now, when I was doing a little bit of research for this lesson, actually I found out that it's not the cat hair that people are allergic to. It's not the fur. It's actually the skin, the dander, I guess we would say, from the cat that it sheds, and that's what people are allergic to. However, that's why Raymond says that won't solve the problem. He says, speaking of furniture, cats will probably ruin it with their claws. And this is a good phrase for us to remind you as well. You use it when you want to connect the subject you're talking about to another topic.
For example, you know, I really enjoy traveling. Throughout my life, I've had opportunities to travel to different places. Well, speaking of traveling, I heard that my friend Patricia will be going on a backpacking trip through Europe.
Well, speaking of backpacks, cats also like to scratch backpacks. You know, they scratch things. Just like in our lesson, it mentions they might ruin your furniture with their claws.
Well, we're going to jump down to Tyler's next line. He says, but one of these days we'll move, and then we can get a cat. Well, let's talk about this phrase, one of these days.
It's a fun phrase. Friends, it's simple. It means sometime in the future, but it's more fun than that.
For example, let's say that you've been talking about taking your youth group on a hiking trip, but it hasn't happened yet. You could say, one of these days, I will take our youth group out hiking.
One of these days, Rebecca, we're going to go to the SC Challenge.
Well, let's go there now.
Oh, yeah, right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Friends, for today's SC Challenge, we have back in the studio Jack and Josh. Hey, guys.
Hey, Gabe. Great to be here again.
And I'm also fantastically happy to be back since my big win means that I get a chance to do it again.
Right. Okay, well, today's lesson is a viewpoints article. Perhaps you both have different opinions about cats and dogs. And Raymond and Tyler did as well. So, number one is, according to Tyler, what makes cats great pets? There are many reasons, of course. But here, A, their independence, B, their affection, C, their consistency, or D, their love. Jack.
I actually have cats, and I like their independence. Is it A?
You are just like Tyler, because A is correct! That's right. That's what makes them great pets, according to Tyler. Okay, number two. Which animal needs a litter box? Okay, guys, I'm not even going to give you the options. Josh, you want to ring a bell? Which animal? Josh.
I'm going to say this is probably Jack's favorite animal, the cat.
The cat? Okay, well, here were the options just for fun. A cat, a dog, a bird, or a mouse. And, of course, Josh, you are correct. It is a cat. Okay, so it's 1-1. Number three, what is Raymond worried that cats will ruin with their claws? A, backpacks, B, computers, C, carpets, or D, furniture. Four options here. Backpacks, compute, was that you, Jack?
You know, I always hide my computer in my drawer, keep it away from the cats. Is it computer?
Man, that's a very good thing to do because cats love scratching computers. Maybe, but not as much as scratching something else. We've got backpacks, carpets, and furniture are the other options. Josh, do you want to guess?
Well, I know it's always a problem when you have carpets and pets, but I think I'm going to do furniture.
And Josh, D is furniture, and you are correct. It is D. Very nice job. Well, thanks for joining again, guys. Josh, you won by 1 point. And friends, I know you got those answers too. So we'll see you all next time right here for the SC Challenge. You know, Rebecca, I really do like cats, but that point about cats using their claws to ruin your furniture kind of makes me want to think about a dog instead.
Well, you know, Gabe, our cats have never scratched on our furniture.
Really?
We haven't had any problems, so maybe you just need to train them well enough. Well, friends, what about you? Do you prefer cats or dogs? Talk about that in English.
And make sure you join us next time to say it another way right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.